Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this program. We're here for 90 minutes, Monday through Friday, from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time on American Family Radio. And Walker Wildman with me, along with Dr. Ray Pritchard. And appreciate you listening to this program and to American Family Radio. Hopefully you join us throughout the day for our various programs. I wanted to, Todd Starnes, our good friend at Fox News, he's got his special tonight at Bellevue Baptist Church that he's filming, right?
He welcomes
one and all.
Yes, it's free admission. It's the annual Todd Starnes Christmas show brought to you by Fox News Radio, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. Central Time and at Bellevue Baptist Church, which is right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
Right, and the reason I mention that is we have a lot of listeners within 3 or 4 hours driving distance of Memphis, and
yes.
We have a lot of listeners in the Memphis area. Mm-hmm. So if you can be at Bellevue Baptist Church tonight at 6:30, it's going to be a fantastic event that's free, mm-hmm. and it'll be taped to be aired on the radio, and it'll air on the Fox News channel, around
Christmas
the world.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah. Todd's done this for several years, so we advocate and encourage you to be a part of that if you can.
I'll be there tonight in Memphis.
You will be?
At Bellevue Baptist Church, and I'll be welcoming everyone on behalf of AFA and AFR. So if you're listening and you go, make sure you stop by and say hey to me. If you know what I look like.
When they hear your voice, they'll know, right?
Yeah, I'll come up on stage and welcome everyone. So then at that point, you'll know who I am.
You will?
Yes.
Todd's going to let you do that?
Well, yes. Usually we always have a representative there because we encourage people to go to it. So
but Todd said, you're the man? Come up on stage?
Yeah, our radio director, Jim Stanley, is not feeling well. So he's sending me in his place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
it's a big moment for you.
I'm batting cleanup.
Yeah, you're going to be on stage on Bellevue Baptist
Church.
With
Todd Starnes, Bellevue, that's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully the church isn't full, because that means there's several thousand people there.
No, hopefully it is full, right?
Well, yeah, but then it makes me a little nervous talking in front of that
many
people.
Oh, but the lights will be shining. You know, you stand up there, TV lights. They say you can't see past the first row anyway, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, I wouldn't sit around all afternoon thinking about the thousands of people that are going to be there looking right at you, and it's going to be live. And, you might have to say some stuff publicly. And and if you mess up, you you look like an idiot. So I wouldn't worry about all that.
Don't even think about that, right? Put that completely out of your mind, right? Like, don't think of
a pink
elephant.
Yeah, what am I thinking?
Right?
Who worries about stuff like that?
No, I wouldn't worry about it. So what? There's a few thousand people there.
Yeah.
That you got to talk to.
It can't be worse than radio, where you can say stuff and you can't take it back.
You can't bring
live
it back.
Radio.
That's right.
Yep. Duly noted. All right. So we're going to have the CEO of Breitbart on, Breitbart News, in just a few minutes. Is that right?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
Okay. We'll be talking to that gentleman, Larry
Solove.
First of all, Steve Jordahl from American Family News and OneNewsNow.com is in here with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Ray.
Steve, you do a lot of radio, but do you have a fear of public speaking?
I've never suffered from that, no.
Okay. Right.
For some reason.
Some people do. Some people will just rather clean toilets than...
I've never suffered from that. Maybe I should.
My wife's like
I've said
that,
enough
Allison.
Things that I wish I could take back that I probably should have a little bit of a healthy fear of live speaking.
Yeah. Hey, what do you got in the news for us there, Steve?
Well, let me mention the top of the page at OneNewsNow.com is still our battle with the state of Connecticut over charitable donations. But I thought it was interesting listening to the nations around the world react to our president-elect talking to Taiwan, first of all. China called him a rookie and said that he must fall in line.
That's pretty cool.
He's not going to go for that.
No, but it's pretty cool. China's trying to Trump.
Yes.
Right. That sounds like something Trump would say. And China throws out rookie.
China says provoking friction and messing up U.S.-China relations won't help make America great again. And then
hold on just a second, Ray.
I feel a tweet storm coming on.
Do you?
Hey Ray, real quick for those who don't know, maybe in Walker's generation, they don't know the history of the relationship between China, Taiwan, and the U.S. Why does it upset China when President-elect Trump gets on the phone talking to the leader of Taiwan?
Well, Taiwan, of course, is an island off of mainland China. And when the communists under Mao Zedong came to power on the mainland, the forces of Chiang Kai-shek and other supporters fled the mainland to Taiwan. And they have been an independent nation ever since World War II. But the Chinese communists have never, to this day, recognized Taiwan as an independent state. They view it in their mind as a kind of a rogue Chinese state that someday is going to, you know, come back in with the mainland. So this goes back to World War II, and Trump is upsetting, in their eyes, this very careful, delicate situation. But this woman who is now in power over there, the premier or prime minister, whichever she is, of Taiwan, she just has come to power recently, and she's not afraid to rattle the chain either of the mainland Chinese.
No, she called, she initiated
that
call
right.
with President-elect Donald Trump, and I guess, you know, she's wanting to develop a relationship with him because America is a great ally, traditionally, of Taiwan. That upsets the Chinese government.
She had a reason to call,
okay,
actually.
Go ahead.
She wanted to congratulate Mr. Trump, but she kind of threw in the middle of the call, and oh, by the way, there are Chinese bombers circling Taiwan right now. So I think
are you serious? That's what she told him?
Yeah, she told him, and there were. China is continually kind of throwing threats around. I think they know United States sells billions of dollars of weapons to Taiwan. And kind of supports it. It's a weird relationship we have. Nixon's one China policy?
Right. That's exactly right. Since 72 when Nixon went to China.
Right. They've had a one China policy with the United States only recognizes one China, but we still support kind of under the table.
Taiwan, Ray, is free.
That's correct. And it's a vibrant, I've been there, been to Taipei there in Taiwan. It's a vibrant, it's a beautiful island, a very vibrant economy. But, you know, everything's delicate, Steve, just like you said. We want good relationships with the mainland, right? We also want to support freedom on Taiwan, right? But the other side of that is the Taiwanese economy, over 50% of it, depends on trade with mainland China. So there's a lot of jawing and chain rattling. They've got the missiles and the bombers, but China, toward Taiwan, but they don't want to attack either because there's a lot of economic ties between China. This is a three-way thing, and Trump has just jumped into the middle of it.
Well, and as you remember, during the campaign, he was very critical of mainland China and the trade deals that we have. So I'm sure he's yanking their chain again.
It's probably going to be nothing more interesting to watch, although there's going to be a lot of interesting things to watch with the Trump administration and a President Trump with his Twitter. But how our government, when Donald Trump takes over the office of the White House, office of the presidency, that China reacts, because he's said we're getting done wrong by China on trade deals, right?
That's what he said.
He's also talked about China manipulating their currency, which works to the disadvantage of, I guess, America, in his view.
Right.
Now, you're getting above my pay grade on this, you know, this kind of stuff. But
that's right in his wheelhouse.
But Donald Trump seems to understand it quite well, and China is probably not. It's probably going to be a little bit of a confrontational relationship for a while, I would guess, with China.
See, I have a feeling that presidents
not militarily. I'm not saying that. I'm saying.
Well, I have a feeling that presidents past, starting with Obama and going all the way back maybe to Nixon, kind of don't know how to separate the bluster from the real threat of war. But I don't think that Donald Trump, I think he does. I think he sees bluster for bluster. and knows that China's not really up to starting a hot war with the United States.
Well, you don't want to get into a trade war. No. This is what you don't want, Ray, do we? We don't want to get in a trade war with China, man. We get half our stuff from them.
Right, and they're, what, 1.3, almost 1.4 billion people. So, and it's, we don't want to get in an economic war, and nobody, I think we underline this, nobody wants to get into a shooting war.
No.
Because there's
they
no
don't, and we
that.
Don't. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I don't think so either. Trump is kind of banking on it not happening.
He has talked about the trade deals and
I think
them
he's
manipulating
some on
their currency and things of that nature.
I think he's putting some people on notice. By the way, Iran also calling out Trump, saying, because he's been critical of the Iran deal, as have most conservatives, been critical of President Obama's deal with Iran on nuclear weapons, at the same time that they're putting out anti-American death to America.
Iran,
yeah, go figure. They are saying Trump wants to do many things, but do you think we're going to let him tear up the joint comprehensive plan?
Who are you quoting now?
I'm quoting the mullahs in Iran.
The mullahs?
The leaders.
Yeah,
the
spiritual
Ayatollahs?
Leaders.
Ayatollahs, yes. Okay. Actually, it's Rouhani, the president, said
in
a speech.
The president, okay.
Some man
he
is
took
elected.
The cab driver's place.
Yes, he did.
What was the cab driver's name? Ahmadinejad?
Do you remember the guy? Do you remember the guy during the Ray? Do you remember the guy during the Iraq War that would say, "Oh, we're winning," and you saw U.S. tanks in the background?
Oh, like Baghdad Bob.
Baghdad Bob. Yes, I remember him. Oh my goodness.
So you got the leader of Iran is saying his name is
Hassan
Rouhani. Rouhani. Anyway, he's saying Trump.
He's not going to let Trump rip up the nuclear agreement, the ill-advised, if I may offer an opinion, nuclear agreement that the
now,
United States
was that
States
made unilaterally by Obama? That was without, there was no vote in the Congress,
there was
right?
no vote in the Congress.
Right.
Yeah, this is another problem with doing things like that. That really should be a treaty.
As I recall,
thing.
Trump said that he was going to go through the UN. He was going to bypass the Congress by saying he was going to go through, use the UN to
Obama
do
Obama said that?
Yeah.
Trump said that, right?
Oh, no. President Obama said that.
President Obama said that. Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. You're talking about billions of dollars that were released into Iran that they didn't have access to prior to Obama's agreement with them. And we'll see what happens with that.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Ray.
Steve Jordahl from OneNewsNow.com and American Family Radio News. Walker, our next guest is?
Yes, we had the CEO of Breitbart News Network. His name is Larry Solove, and he is the CEO of Breitbart News Network. And he's on to talk about the Dump Kellogg's campaign that Breitbart is leading right now.
Okay.
Larry, thank you for coming on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tim and Ray. How you guys doing?
Good. This is Tim. Thank you for being on with us, Larry. Hey, Larry, for those who don't know, most people probably listening to us do know, tell us about your organization and how it came to be and what your mission is.
Sure. Breitbart News Network is one of the largest, if not the largest, conservative news network outside of Fox in the United States. And we provide news coverage on a daily basis, up to the minute, in all things, but we have a viewpoint which is conservative. We now have 45 million readers, and we were started by Andrew Breitbart, the late and great Andrew Breitbart, who was my best friend and business partner. And in around 2007 and 2009, we started original content, and you can find us on Breitbart.com.
You better spell that out for us.
Sure, Breitbart.com.
Well, I know I go there a lot, and I know most conservatives do depend on Breitbart for good news coverage and content. Now, last week, I guess it was last week, something happened that sort of blew up on the internet, and that was the Kellogg's Corporation. You guys are a for-profit.
We are correct.
Okay, so that you have advertisements on your site because these companies want the eyes that go to Breitbart to see their product. That's America. That's on all websites that have high traffic, for example, like Breitbart. But did you guys get a letter, or you got a something happened with between the Kellogg's company? I guess they were an advertiser with you. And what? Tell us that story. What happened?
Sure. Well, Kellogg's made an announcement that we were going to be blacklisted, meaning Kellogg's was no longer going to run any ads on Breitbart because, according to their press release and their corporate office, Breitbart does not share the values of the Kellogg's company.
Now, we're talking about Kellogg's Corn Flakes people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Corn Flakes and you know, the Keebler products and my beloved Pringles and Raisin Bran.
But, okay,
you know,
so Kellogg's. Why would they make such an announcement? This seems like to me, why don't you just, if you're not going to advertise with somebody, you don't make an announcement scolding the company for not having the kind of values you have, doesn't seem to me. What happened here?
This was a political act, is mm-hmm. what happened here. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made the announcement that they did. What's happening is a number of organizations and people on the left are trying to and writing into these companies saying that Breitbart is, you know, these terrible things and, you know, urging these companies to stop advertising on us. It's what's happened from a broader perspective is the left just suffered a major political defeat. And they are always trying to, you know, win this political war that we're in. And they're always trying to squelch conservative voices. And what they're trying to do is economic censorship. And what they couldn't do through the political process, or temporarily have been stopped from doing through the political process because Trump won the presidency and the Republicans kept the House, both houses, is try to do the same thing through corporate America. And it's totalitarian, it's Marxist, it's economic censorship. It's the exact same thing that they try to do with, you know, academics and in Hollywood and in the mainstream media. And that's if you have conservative mainstream values. And that's what Breitbart supports. And that's what Breitbart represents. We have 45 million readers. We are conservative. We have mainstream American values. We are pro-family, traditional. And they are at war with us. And this is how they're going to try it. This is how they've opened a new front in the war. And that war is a form of economic censorship.
You know, if I was a company like Kellogg's, for example, I would want to, you want liberals and conservatives and mm-hmm. and the mushy middle. You want them all to buy your products, so you don't want to offend people. And you're probably going to advertise on all kinds of different platforms to reach the different people out there across our country. And so what I want to ask you now, but Kellogg's sent a letter, and this is not representative, certainly, I know, of all the Kellogg's employees, because it was the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, I'm reading here, okay, in response to this, a lot of folks have said, you know, I'm just not going to buy Kellogg's products if they're going to punish Breitbart and conservative media like this, right?
Yes, we've had over 375,000 people sign our petition. Mm-hmm. And you can go to Breitbart.com, again, Breitbart.com. And on the upper right, there's a link to sign our petition. You know, sometimes we have to make our voices heard, and this is one of those times. This is much bigger than Breitbart, in fact. Mm-hmm. And you guys were fantastic during the Target, boycott.
Right.
And there are times where we have to come together and send a statement to corporate America. And what they're doing is larger than Breitbart. Breitbart is just the beachhead
right.
of a war. They are going to go after all conservative media. They're going to go after anyone who has traditional pro-family values. And
no, they want to ruin your life. They want to ruin your life and your business. These secular progressives, This is what these people do, and the militant LGBT bunch, not all of those LGBT are like this, but a significant percentage belong to these, do this. They want to drive a little Christian bakery out of business. They want to see Breitbart, you know, brought down to its knees because it doesn't, because it's a conservative media outlet and Hillary Clinton just lost and they're upset. This is the same type vein of this Connecticut comptroller writing me a letter, the American Family Association, telling me I got the wrong views on homosexuality. Therefore, he's considering cutting me off as a charity in Connecticut. And in essence, that's what it said. So it's just these people are, they claim to be tolerant, but they're the most intolerant people. Larry?
That's because they know that in a fair playing field, in a fair fight, our ideas win.
Mm-hmm.
And because they can't counter our ideas exactly, they're going to try to marginalize us, to hurt our business, and to shut us up. And we're not going to allow them to do that. You know, one of the great ironies here is the Kellogg's company is very closely associated with the Kellogg's Foundation, which is the seventh largest philanthropic corporation in America. And what our research has shown is that the Kellogg's Foundation gave over $1 million to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Really?
And has, yes, and has donated substantial amounts of money, over $500,000, to George Soros' Open Society and the Tides Foundation. And so, you know, that's okay. The Kellogg's Foundation that's closely associated with the Kellogg's company. So clearly, they're willing to weigh in and to be involved in politics when it is on the left. But when it comes to conservative values, they've chosen to take a different stance. And to your point earlier, I think cereal should be apolitical. I don't know why they did this.
Right.
Except that this is a, as you aptly said, Hillary Clinton lost, and now they're going to come after us from corporate America.
Yeah. Well, listen, if people want to join the boycott of Kellogg's until they give you an apology and resume, at least give you an apology, if not resume advertising, Larry, because it's not that companies don't decide every day where they're going to advertise. Is that the Kellogg's company went out of their way to say Breitbart does not share our values. That's the reason
exactly.
We're getting out. So that was, anyway, where can people
exactly.
read?
Exactly. Had they just decided not to advertise?
Right.
Company's right.
Yeah. So anyway, where do people go to find out more information?
Sure. Sure. Go to Breitbart.com. That's Breitbart.com. On the upper right, we have a dump Kellogg's link, and it's a link to sign the petition, and everybody is using hashtag dump Kellogg as their Twitter handle.
All right, thank you so much, Larry. We wish
you
the best.
Keep up the great work. We're great admirers of what you do.
Thank you very much. That's Larry Salove from President CEO Breitbart News Network. Well, Ray, thanks for being on with me today. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
Our time is up. We thank you for yours. The Bible teaching program of Dr. Alistair Begg is straight ahead. And then the news, and then on with your day here on American Family Radio. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time.